Tippecanoe County Sheriff's deputies recently had an opportunity for a different kind of active shooter training, one in the heart of Lafayette's downtown. WBAA's Chloe Weber went along for the exercise, and as she reports, though the gunshots you're about to hear are fake, officers need the lessons learned to be as real as possible.
Drop the gun! Put your hands up! Do it now!
It's over here! Hurry!
Volunteers line the hallways of the Tippecanoe County building, acting as wounded victims, hostages, or shooters. Sergeant Leonard Halishak says the training helps police prepare for worst-case scenarios by making faster judgments. Like in one exercise, when the shooter throws a fake explosive device, forcing officers to choose to either run through or hold back. Sean Collins, a volunteer from Lafayette, hoped to do his part to make the scenarios as hard as possible, and to point out areas where officers may need to improve.
I told you about how we had a SEM gun sitting on the table in the apartment fight. 90% of them didn't see it because they were focused on the two guys fighting.
Halishak says limited manpower requires lots of planning time, which makes it rare to have more than one training in a year. For WBAA News, I'm Chloe Weber.